You are now listening to the Scrolls Podcast. 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 Podcast.
These eyes, I can see loneliness heading my way. The light of love has gone out. Now your shadow's gone away. You took away.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Scrolls Podcast, and today we will be talking about step parents versus quote unquote real parents. And I'll add my two cents into it because this is a more personal topic for me as well. But today I will be bringing on this gentleman, Kenny Lee. Everyday people, everyday conversations. I wanted to get somebody on here who is in both situations and has experience on both sides of the fence. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring him in and we're gonna get right into it. Yo,
hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you been?
I've been good, man. I did the intro already, and I explained the title. Episode was step parents versus real parents, quote unquote. And I explained that I had to have somebody who had experience on both sides of the fence here. So how are we gonna run it? I'll let you introduce yourself and then we can do it. First, how you been, man? Even though I don't know, it's getting years since you know, I've been around each other. So I wanna check on you first. What's been going on?
Oh yeah, you know, out here do what I gotta do, but everything's good. We've been just living life, just trying to get ourselves better, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's Kenny Lee, man. Ken Lee. So, all right, we can jump right into it then, man. Speaking of the matter at hand, how long have you been a step parent and a biological parent? Because I don't like using the term real parent, but that's how people speak of it. So I'm going to use it, even though I don't like it, but just for the sake of conversation. But how many years you got in both?
I'm going to say, well, my oldest, that's the one I'm a step parent to. Mm-hmm. He's 13, about to be 14 in like 2 days. And I've pretty much been around all his life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He know who his real dad is, but, you know, I call him my boy too. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? That's my son.
Yeah. And your biological kids, your seeds, what's your oldest and youngest?
My biological oldest is 12. That's Kenny the fourth. And under that is my son Christian. He's 7. And I got one that's 1. His name's Kendrick.
You got all boys. All boys.
Yeah.
All right. So now, what is the main difference between being a step parent and a biological parent, if you had to pick?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else. I only can speak for myself. The difference, I mean, really, no. I mean, raising a child is raising a child. It doesn't matter who the parent is. Only there's a father figure in the picture, or you know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody that's in the picture raising a child. But I really don't really feel like there's a difference, because all four of them, they all get it from me. If they get in trouble, they all getting their ass whipped. They all getting grounded. You know, it's ain't nothing different over here.
The next question was, do you discipline different? Like, was it ever a thing with you got to go a little easier on the stepchild versus your kids? Or how did that? So it's been across the board with all of them then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's no special treatment. No, at the end of the day, they all call me daddy. Daddy gonna ask if they, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
No, man, raw and uncut. Oh, listen.
Raw and uncut, okay. Yeah, but, they get the same treatment. They know me as dad, and that's pretty much it. Now, he know who his real dad is, and I try to respect the boundaries, but he ain't really in the picture like that, and that's between the mother and him. I don't even ask questions about it.
So has he always been somewhat out of the picture, or mainly out of the picture, or did it gradually happen when you came around?
Well, he was in the picture when I was around. It just kind of gradually just not, because the mother didn't really want to be bothered with him. She didn't like his lifestyle or the way he was living. He's kind of bummy, if that makes sense. So she didn't even want to be involved with him. So over time, we used to go over and take him to see his dad and visit and all that. Then over time, it just kind of like slowed down, and eventually just we didn't stop coming around.
Fizzled out. Do you think it's because, and this is where I tap in with my personal belief in it. When when a stepfather comes along, that they got a good head on their shoulders, they got their shit together, the biological parent looks at it like, oh, well, I don't have to be both feet in now, because there's somebody around that if I'm not there, they have somebody. So it's not just the mother. Now, that is a bummy way of thinking, but that's how I imagine most niggas look at it when a stand-up dude comes around.
What you say is kind of right, I can't really relate to it 100%, but I can a little bit, because when I did come around, he could see the, I don't know what the word is, but he could see that aura, that energy I bring.
Yeah.
And he know that successfulness I have, but like, so I think I felt a little jealousy from him from that. But then he tried to compete by, buying diapers and clothes and stuff all of a sudden when he wasn't.
So he was trying, but okay, I see what you're saying now, because mine was like, my situation was the opposite, to where like everything just shut off on his hands.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
It was like, oh, you good now? All right, then I'll back off. But
It
is, man, but that's how it's so many situations like that, to where we're going to get into the rest of it, but what on the intro I said, I put my two cents in where I see fit. So in your situation, it just, you gradually took over that spot. You stepped into that light, and that's just where it is now, to where, like you said, the mother, she didn't want to, pretty much just didn't want to go back and forth and be involved with whatever he had going on with his lifestyle and everything else. So it looked like situation-wise, it just worked out better with you being that figure there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's something.
And as far as my son go, I think he kind of read it too, because he don't even be asking about his dad. No, he don't even be wondering, can he go see him or nothing? You don't even bring him up.
Is that healthy for him, do you think? Do you think that later on it's going to be some kind of kickback to it when he gets older?
Well, I sit down with all my kids. I talk to them about stuff, and I talk to him about that. And he knows what's going on. I think that he's just more comfortable in the environment that he's in. I mean, he got his own room. He got the PlayStation. He got his brothers. You know what I'm saying?
He's not feeling like an outside child.
No.
Has he ever said anything about feeling treated different, or you do this for them and not me, or any kind of mess like that?
He tried to clown about the last name, because he got his mom's last name where everybody else got my last name.
Okay.
But that's about the only thing I think that's probably bothering him, but he doesn't even trip on that. He just be clowning about it. Like, because my little son, but 7 years old, he be bringing it up, and I gotta get on him about it. Like, hey, like, man, chill out with that. We don't do that here. We all family.
About it, or
yeah, but them two always go at it, so it's always something. If it's not that, it's something else he's gonna say to him to start something. Like, I don't know what it is. There's always them two clashing.
Boys gonna be boys, man. But yeah, that's one thing that is some shit that I'd have to get straight, because you don't obviously wouldn't want it to turn into, some actual feelings being hurt behind it. Even though they are boys, you still don't want that kind of shit in the air, where, you have him thinking about it and then he get to ask some questions. That's just all unnecessary.
Right. I mean,
has it been any drama with the biological father, or just between y'all? Any trading of words or anything like that?
No, the last time I actually talked to him, he was a little upset about, like, man, let me see my son, all that stuff. I told him, like, how wifey feels about him. But I was like, hey, man, if you go to custody court, I'll support it. Like, I'll speak on your behalf. Like, I'll let you see your son. Right. I don't want to hold that back from you. but he never did.
He never set it up for you. Why do you think, what was the reason behind it, that never turning into nothing?
Like, going back to earlier, I mean, he's lightweight bummy, so, you know, I'm pretty sure he was just more, after saying that, it sounded good to him, but, you know, he went back to his old habits, probably smoking, drinking with his girl, whatever, because he got other kids, too.
That played a part in it, too.
Yeah.
You ever crossed any lines, like, with this, with your stepchild, and, you know, kind of feel, okay, well, I might have overreacted with that, or have you ever been in any situations of that sort?
I can't say I have. Nothing that felt like I crossed the line. No, I don't feel like I did anything foul or anything that offend any parent on either end.
Was it ever any was there ever a period when the stepchild gave you any pushback for your parenting style? Like, even because, you know, kids are smart, man, and they know how to manipulate certain situations depending on what's going on. So has he ever ran to mom like, hey, dad is doing this, and because does he respect your word just as much as he does hers?
Yeah, like I said, I'm daddy in the house. When I come in the house, dad's home. Not no, that's my stepdad. He don't tell his friends, oh, that's not really my dad. But, you know, he don't say nothing like that. Like, when he's outside of his friends, oh, that's my dad.
You got a good situation going on, man. That's good. I like to hear that, because it's not enough for that going around. You know, there's always that division there with a lot of these kids to where they want to separate. Well, this is stepdad, this is real dad, so I can talk to stepdad like this but not real dad, and vice versa, or however the case may be. So if you in a, you got a household to where all of them look at you the same, you really winning when it comes to the parenting there, man. Where'd that come from?
Well, one thing, I don't play that. I could have lived that lifestyle of having multiple baby mamas or being caught up in a lot of drama, so I try to put myself in a situation that works for me. And when I hooked up with her, I accepted her baggage, but I understood what was going on. So, but I try to play my role as far as not getting caught up in nothing. I don't really do the drama thing, so I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Did you ever regret taking on that responsibility, even if it wasn't anything big? Did you ever regret it? Like, I wish I would have kept my time to myself or kept this to myself. Have you ever faced that before?
Yeah. There's a few times I think about, like, dang, I should have waited. Mm-hmm. I should have took my time for relations. But since I'm already in it, you know, I'm in it. You know, so I'm going to make the best of it.
The thing is, that's realistic. And the part that you were honest about it is what matters, because most people, that, you know, they want everything to look good and sound perfect. So the average person would have been like, no, I've never dealt with that. But being a step-parent, there are times to where you look at it like, am I putting in too much effort for nothing? Like, is what I'm doing working? It's always questions like that, especially when you first come around, because you are dealing with somebody else's seed. And no matter how much we love them, they still have, even if the father is, like you say, lightweight bummy, they still got their blood in them. So there's always literally a connection there, whether we like it or not. And it's like, it's our, you know, it's a tough fight. But I think once you get through that wall, it's like, all right, well, now we got it. When there's a mutual understanding, like with my boy, it wasn't really, there was never any pushback. Like, he never hit me with the, you're not my real dad. He never hit me with none of that. It was just his thought, you know, his thought process versus mine. It was like trying to get him to see the other side of things was like really the only fight I had. So with your stepchild and with your biological kids, have you ever had to sit and look at them like, okay, well, they might not react the same way as you want them to with shit. Like, what's your corrective action for when they do mess up or when you see them going down the wrong path? Like, how do you handle it?
It depends on the situation. Like, there's a few times, you know, boys gonna be boys. So there's a few times that him and Kenny got into it or something over something stupid. So when I come in the picture, either A, I'll separate them and, you know, take away the vices, or if it got serious, I usually do the push-up position is my thing. That's what I'm known for. I put them in push-up position, and it seems to be working effectively, but as they're getting older, I'm trying to find ways to punish them, I guess. I don't, but they're not really giving me a reason to punish them.
Yeah, if they ain't broke, don't fix it, then. If they ain't shit, 100%.
Right.
Man, yeah, you got a good thing going on, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
It hasn't necessarily been an uphill battle for me, because, well, I've been around since he was 12, and he's 18. He's 18 now. So what happens is when teens hit that age to where they want to be alone, they don't necessarily want to hang around mom and dad as much. That's when you start to look at it like, all right, well, your job is kind of done if you've been active, you know, as long as you've been around them. But it's like, and I tell my wife this, I say, you have to let him, he's at that age where you have to let him be a man. You have to let him learn, whether it be the hard way or the easy way, because you can sit and talk to kids until you blue in the face. And that, at that point, it don't matter what it is, because the example has been there. You know, the example's been set. So do you see, right, how are their personality styles like? Is one more reserved than the other, or how exactly do they get along on a good day?
On a typical day, the oldest, that's not my, he's actually quiet. He's more of a computer nerd. Like, he's onto games and tablets and stuff. That, like, if you walk in the house, that's the first thing you're going to see him do. He's going to be on the phone, or he's going to be on the PlayStation or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And the other one, he's a little more, Kenny, he's a little more, he's getting that puberty kicking in. So he's a little more, what's that word? I don't know what the word I'm looking for, yeah, but he's just mobile. I don't know if mobile's the right word, but he's more, aggressive, more, I guess.
Yeah. And the youngest.
And the other one, he just follows suit. Yeah. He just trying to be like his big brother.
Man. Well, if you had to give any type of advice to somebody with balancing out the two, that comes into a situation where there's already a child, you're trying to have your own child, or you already have it, what is the main piece of advice you could give somebody to balance those two out?
It's kind of hard to say, because I know my situation is not like others. Like, there's actually some actual step parents that actually came in the picture when the child, mm-hmm, was already a little bit older. So I don't know how to even speak on that, but I can say, you know, if you got a child with the woman and she got another child, that's stepchild, I'll say treat everything like family. You just got extended family. You got this household with a family, and when you go back home, you got a family. But at the end of the day, that's your family, and you got to treat it as such. And that's the bed you made, so you got to lay in it and take care of your
Is there anything that could have happened with either the stepchild or the biological father, especially if it was in the early years, that would have made you say, oh, you know what, I can't do this, I'm gonna have to step away from it?
You say, like, was there any kind of red flags?
Red flags, or is there something specifically that you, like, might have put your foot down about, like, all right, this I'm not standing for? I mean, that'd be more of a conversation between you and wifey, but was there ever a conversation about that, or in the back of your mind, was there anything you said, this I'm not dealing with, if it goes in this path, I'm walking away from it?
Nah, she's actually a good girl, so she got a head on her shoulder, so I never felt that way. But she did come at me like that about him with the father, like, I'm not going back to him, I don't feel like dealing with him. And I was always like, why don't you just see your son? I was like, no. But that's about it. But as far as, like, me threatening to leave because I didn't like something, no, she never really gave me a reason to feel that way.
Y'all on the same page. She on board for sure then. What you think's more effective, yeah, man? Tough love or nurturing?
A little bit of both.
Is she the tough love type, or is she the nurturer? Because there's some moms that tell a kid, you bumped your head, get up too.
She's nurturing, but when it comes to discipline, she's I call her the executioner, and I call myself the public defender.
The executioner.
Because I've been trying to save him from getting the whipping.
Like my mom, but, my it's a lot of moms out there like that. Like, they get in their ass and won't even. They'll nurture after, but they'll get in your ass first. But I guess right, that is the balance between, because you can hand out that ass whipping first, or hand out that discipline first and then explain why later. A lot of parents don't have both, it's just one or the other.
Right,
man.
Yeah, they got a little both in the household. They feel comfortable coming to me asking for stuff before her.
All of them, or
kind of thing. Yeah, because they know I'm a little more laid back. Mm-hmm. She's more stricter than I am.
So really, I mean, what I'm getting from it at the end of the day, they're really, and this is what I believe, there is no difference. It's like, yeah, it's different. You can slap a title on it, but what you're doing is literally no different than what the quote unquote real parent is doing. And that's why I wanted to get someone on here that is in both sides, because that's literally an experience based thing. Like, just observing it and being analytical about it and seeing it and speaking on it is not quite, that really won't cut it when it comes to asking these type of questions. So yeah, man, that's actually exactly what I was looking for. You know, I'm in the situation I'm in now, you know, we're working on having our own. And, you know, there's certain times where my wife would tell me, you know, when you have your own, you see how this works and how that works and the difference. And the only, to me, because I haven't had to go through the baby phase of anything, I think that would be different. But that's just because I've never done it before. It'd be all brand new to me. Which is, like you said, in yours, you've been there, you know, pretty much all the same. So when it was time to have your own, it's the same process, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's live, man. I'm excited for it. That's one thing. You know, that's why I'm talking to people now, and I try to get other perspectives on how shit works. And that was the whole purpose of this, man. So I'm not gonna hold you much longer, man. I think we got right to the point of what I wanted to do. I want to thank you and okay. I appreciate you coming on and giving your insight. And yeah, man, it's a good one, man. It's been one. This has been another episode of The Scrolls, y'all. My man Ken Lee, and we'll catch y'all in the next time. Peace.
Are you expecting?
No, well, I'm not gonna say no, because we in that space now to where we don't know. We praying for the best. It's some shit going on with her body that we don't necessarily, we ain't nailed it down yet. So yeah, we'll stay tuned on that too, because if it ain't already happening, it's on the way. So yeah, we'll know soon enough.
Good luck, man.
You gonna know soon as we do. We gonna share it with the world, because there's a lot of people that, you know, that we rock with that's praying for us and keeping us elevated. So yeah, we gonna keep everybody updated. Yeah, buddy. Okay. But my man, I'm gonna hit you on the playback and let you know when shit up and when we good to go. Yes, sir.
Right,
yes,
sure,
sir. Man. Peace.
Thanks for having me.